on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Starts on Lamed Amed Beis. Maise b'shnei b'nei Odom shehimru ze eze. They made a bet one with the other. Amru kol mi sheyelech v'yaknit es hilu yitel dalet me Yezuz. If a person will be able to anger Hillel, so he'll take from the other one dalet me Yezuz. Oma echad mehem ani aknitenu. That I'll make him angry. Oisei ayoyim erev Shabbos hoya v'hillel chofof es roishay. Hillel was busy with the preparations for Shabbos. He was washing his head. And Erev Shabbos, as we mentioned yesterday, Bechlal is a very hectic, difficult time. That's it's a time when one angers very easily. Holach va'ovar al Pesach beisoy. So this person passed by the opening of the house. Omar mikan hilu, mikan hilu. As Rashi says, mikan hilu, klum kan hilu, without a title, veloshin gnai l'nosei Yisrael, is hilu here. Nis'atev v'yotzo likrosoi. So hilu was nis'atev, he dressed himself up, v'yotzo likrosoi. And the Marsha explains that person wasn't interested in going into the house. That means if I'm here, you come out to me. That was his v'yotzo likrosoi. That means I want you, so you come out to me. That's how the Marsha explains. We will have a few times whenever this person came erev Shabbos. The Gemara says nisatev. He was misatev. This time perhaps we can think maybe he was in the middle of taking a shower. But we'll have Keseda Nis'atev. He dressed himself b'kovedik v'yotza likrosoi. Perhaps it's kedai to mention a moiridik emaise that occurred with Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Zechayna Levroche. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer was once learning with his Talmidim, and someone looked out of the window and he saw someone coming, and he was under the impression that that was the Briskerov. The Briskerov is coming to visit Rabbi Zalman. So he tells Rabbi Zalman, the Briskerov is coming. No, the Briskerov is coming. Rabbi Zalman went in, put on his Shabbos to give Godim. He ran down the steps with a Kabbalah's Ponim, Briskerov. When he ran down the steps, he noticed it wasn't a bad mistake. This person wasn't Briskerov. There was a slight resemblance. Perhaps Fafar was Briskerov. But he didn't stop. Come in. Meiridik covered. He told them to sit even on. And Yenna was flabbergasted. He didn't know what was happening. And does the Rav want to eat? Asude or betoyim something? And Yenna just came. He wanted a hamlotza brief. He had to go to America to shachmon. He wanted the Rabbi Zalman. Yeah, covered gobel. He was machabat and meiridik. And afterwards when he left, he was Melavahim. That's the story. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Zalman, what, you thought that he was Briskerov, but why did you have to? So you put on your begodim, and you ran down. But later that you saw he was not Briskerov, so why did you continue the spiel? I mean, he's a pasha to eat. So Rabbi Zalman told him as follows. He says, Be'emison, the mitzvah to be mechabed a odom Yisrael, to be mechabed a poshet yid, yekara v'chshuva ad meyoit. That a yid is bon nematam l'Hashem alekeichem. Meveis nish to who a yid is. It's a meiridike mitzvah. And he says, be'emes in that what I did with this yid, one should do with every yid, whoever he is. Just like on the Godel be Yisrael, you have to be mechabed. You have to be mechabed every yid. And we see the Avram Avinu, how Avram Avinu spoke to people who bedaite wa arviyim, how he was mechabed them. So avad give us a yid. Novos, so fakert, it's our chesorin. The mitzvahs became cheap in our eyes. He says, now, but Ashgochel Yoina was Mesaviv. that I should be under the impression that I'm mekabel the goyin adoyer, so memelis of a council, I was given the incentive and the motivation to be mekayim take achnose seichem in kvoid odom karoi, so I shouldn't use this incentive and I shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. So we see Fakir, Hillel went out, and each time it says, Nis'ateif, he put on Bekovedik and Begodim, someone's here, and is Yotzolik Rosa. Omali, Bni, Ma, Ato, Mevakech. What is your request? What do you want? Omali, Shailo, Yeshli, Lishel. I have a Shaila. Omali, Shal, Bni, Shal. Midneima Roshayin Shalbavliim Segalgalois. So the Shaila was that why the heads of the Bavliim are in a certain fashion, either they're egg shaped or they're completely round. Omalei Bni Shaila Gedoilo Sha'alto. Ne Sha'inlehem Chayis Pikris. The Ian Yaakov says, Fakir, this is alimud, even though someone is asking a shaila that is not a choshev shaila, in order that this person should not become disappointed and never ask a shaila again, Fakir, that's alimud from Hillel. You have to be moedit him, you have to encourage him. Shaila gdeilo shalto, and he told him a teret ne shaylam chayis pikres. That b'shas leide, the chayis are mekalkol de tzuris haroish. Holach v'himtin sho'achas, he waited. Chozar v'omar, he came back. Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Again, nis'atev. He put on choshev begodim l'chveidoi v'yotzo l'krosoi. Again, Yenna didn't come in. Hillel had to come out to him. V'yotzo l'krosoi. Omar loy bni ma ato mevakech. What do you want? Omar loy... Shaila yeshli lisho. I have a shaila omali shal bani shal. Mibneima enayim shal talmudiyim trutois. So let us see Rashi. Trutois rakois. That's the first pshat in Rashi, that their eyes are weak. Omali bni shaila gdailo shalto. Mibneisha dorin bain hachoilois. Because they live near sand dunes, so therefore, what does Rashi say? Shedorim bein acholos, v'ruach noisheves v'nichnas b'soicheinayim. So this first pshat is that Rashi says this is similar to the previous pshat. That means the circumstances that they're confronted with, that makes them bali mumim. Ubemokim acher meforish, then Rashi says a different pshat. Trutois loshein agulois. Their eyes are very round, oval shape. Beis moishav shalohem. Va'afkan ani oimekein. So Rashi wants to accept this pshat also. Ubibnei shedorim bein hacholois shina oisom hamokein. So this is a different type of pshat, is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes that the person should be able to exist in the environment he finds himself. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mishane the Briya, since they find themselves in Amokim, Shedorim Bein Acholos. So Memele, that's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made them in this matzah. Holach v'himtim sho'achas choza v'oma mikan hillel. It's Hillel here. Nis'ate v'yotza likrosoi omalai bni ma'ato mevakech omalai sheila yeshli lishal. I have a sheila. Omalai shal bni shal. Mibnei maragleim sha'afrikiyim rechoveis. Why are the feet of the Africans, why are they very wide? Omalei bni sheilo gdeilo sha'alto bibnei shedorin bein bitzei hamayim. So let us see Rashi. V'chein ragleim shal afrikim rechovois shelo yitvu bebitzei hamayim. So Rashi, according to this pshat, again, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam creates that the person should be able to exist in the environment he finds himself. since they are found bebitzei amayim, so memeila the Rabbeinu Shalom was mishana the teva of their feet. Rabbi Seinu meforshim, and the rabbis of Shalrashi go according to the first pshat. They were not speaking about that the Rabbeinu Shalom is mishana the teva. No, the circumstances that they find themselves, that makes that they should be different. Shedorim ben bitzei hamayim. They live ben bitzei hamayim in a swamp area. V'hoilchin yecheifen. So therefore, that makes they're unable to wear shoes. So they go barefoot. U'mispashtin ragleihem. So therefore, since they go without shoes, so there's nothing to hold back the feet, so the feet spread out. L'fishamano doichi karegel. When a person wears shoes, so that holds back the form of the foot. But now, since they don't wear any shoes, so therefore, so this matzev creates that they have broad feet. I have a lot of shailas to ask you. But I'm afraid you might get angry at me. This was also said with the intent to make him angry. He slept him out 3 times. He has so much patience. Now he's telling him, listen, I have a lot of things, but I know who you are. I don't want to start up with you, really. That's what he told him. But by Hillel it didn't work. So it says, Nis'atev v'yoshav lefonov. Now this nisatev I can't figure out because it said it was nisatev before already. Abo v'yoshav lefonov, he wanted to show him that fakert, I have time. There's nothing what to worry about. And he sat down lefonov, omalei kol sheiloi sheyesh lecha lishel shal. Omalei ato hilol shekoiren oisach nosi Yisrael. You're the hilol that is called the nosi Yisrael. So here again, he also wanted a shtechem. Shekoyren oisach nosi Yisrael, that means, really, you're not deserving to be the nosi, but, shekoyren oisach, they call you nosi Yisrael. Omalei, hey, so he agrees with him, you're right, I'm taka not deserving, right, so it's off and taka, but they call me, was halachta, you're right. Omalei, imato hu, if you're the one, Lo yirbu kamoyscha b'Yisrael. So too many like you, there should not be by Klal Yisrael. Amalei b'ni mipneima. So yes, them, why not? Amalei b'nei shavati al yodcha dalet meizuz. Amalei evizoye beruchacha kedai hu hilo shetoyved al yodoy dalet meizuz v'dalet meizuz v'hilel lo yakbid. The Goyin says this kefil loshen because really he could have gained 400 zuz, and not only he didn't gain, he had to pay 400 zuz, but this cheshbon, it was kedai, that you should have this loss that al kaponim hilo should not be matbid. Kedai hu hilel, so Rashi says, roi lekach. Zog te gemore weiter. Tana rabono. Maise benochi echad shabol ifnei shamay. Amaloi kama teires yesh lechem. How many teires are there? Amaloi ishtayim. Teire shebiksav ve teire shebalpe. Amaloi shebiksav ani maminoch. Teire shebiksav, I believe. Shebalpe eini maminoch. Gaireini al menashe talamdeini teire shebiksav. So, he said that the Shammai should be Megayim. Go boy boy tziyoy benezife. So he kicked him out. Bolif ne Hillel gayre. He came to Hillel, so Hillel was Megayim. Let us see Rashi. Hoy tziyoy benezife. So what was the cheshbin of Shammai? So Rashi brings a gemorim chayres. The sanye habo lekabel divrei chabureis chutz midover echo. A person wants to be considered a chover, and he wants to be mekabel all the minhogim that a chover has, besides one hanhogim. V'chenger habole his gaya, v'kibel all of divrei teire chutz midover echot, ein mekabel noisoi. So Mamela, so if I can't, if he doesn't want to be Mekabel Teire Shebal Peh, so Mamela, so that's why Yetziya bin Azifa. Gaire. And Hillel was Megaire. So Rashi says, what was the Cheshbon of Hillel? Here we have a Gemara in Pcheres. What is, was the Cheshbon of Hillel? So Rashi says, V'somach al Chochmosai. He was Seimech on his Chochme, on Hillel's Chochme, that he'll be able to convince him that he should be mekabel Torah shebal peh. Leidam yeha lechutz midover echad. This is different from the Gemara in Pcheres. Shleihaya kaifer b'Torah shebal peh. This person wasn't a kaifer b'Torah shebal peh. Ela, the Gram Horovitz wants to put a word here. Elo mipnei shloi hoya mamim shehi mipi agvura. Vehilo huvtach sha'ache sheyelamdenu yismech olav. So we have to understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi says he wasn't a koifer. No, he wasn't a mamim. Elo mipnei shloi hoya mamim shehi mipi agvura. So the Rishash wants to say pshat in Rashi that there's a kaifer. A kaifer is pshat that someone was aware of the facts, and he was chayker v'dayrish, and he came to a conclusion. That is called a kaifer. That's a kert. So that we're not mekabel. This person, al mipnei shaloi hoya mamin, that means he wasn't aware b'chlal. That means that he didn't want to believe in Torah shebal peh because he wasn't aware b'chlal that there's such an inyan of Torah shebal peh, if that is also Misinai. So therefore, maybe it's something that wanted to pull over his eyes. So therefore, that's why mipnei shaloi hoya mamin shehi mipi agvura. But it doesn't have a din of a kofer. And the Hillel was assured that he'd be able to convince him. Therefore, he was mekabla. Ramesh Zechayna Levroche, in one of the tshuvis in Chelek Dalet, in Simen Kuvov, he says a little different shot, that this person was a mamin in Torah Shebal Peh, but he wasn't a mamin that what Hillel is going to tell him, that is the Torah Shanitna Mipi Agvura. That means forget he was a mamin in Torah Shebal Peh also, could be. That is perhaps good, the lotion of the Gemara v'shebal peh eini ma'minoch. That means not that there's no Torah shebal peh. He realized there to be a Torah shebal peh, but eini ma'minoch. But then Ramayshi goes into a different shaila. We have here a Gemara in Bchayres. The Gemara in Bchayres says, Ger ha'boli hisgaya, v'kibol olav divrei Torah, chutz midover echot, ein mekabel noisoy. There's a halacha in Hilchas Geirus that one should not be mekabel ager if he's mekabel divrei Torah chutz midover echad. So he has a hakira if this din is a lechatchila dikedin, a din in Bezden. Bezden is not mekabel because we're not nichnas into such a geirus. Or maybe he claws, maybe even though it's a loshen ein mekablin, but that's one of the tznoyim of geiris. The tznoyim of geiris is you need kabbalas mitzvahs. And if a person states he doesn't want to be mekabal all mitzvahs, so there's no maisa geiris, just like you need mila, tvila, so you need kabbalas all mitzvahs. If he doesn't want to be mekabal, feltoch and the etza maisa of geiris. He hears a chakire. And it's meiridik interesting. There are two tshuvis in Chelek Dalet. One is Simen Kuvov, and one is Simen Kuv Ches, but it's Pilei Ploim. In Simen Kuvov, the shaila was as follows. There was a woman in Holland that wanted to become a geiris, and she wanted to be mekabel everything, but she did not want to get dressed bedarkei atznius. She wanted the way she dresses now, kedar chaputzois. And that was the shaila. If I count, Rav Moshe is there. Rav Moshe says in the tshuva as follows: that meikar adin ein mekablem haverak din lechatchila. Aber bei dir wird sagi masche kabolas mitzas mitzvah. So Ramesha there says in the tshuva that verkehrt, that als der meise geir is, one doesn't have to be mekabolo mitzvah. Nicht kabolas mitzvah. Just like you don't have to know of all the mitzvahs. You can't be medio all the mitzvahs al regal achas. But there has to be a kabbalah of mitzvahs. A kabbalah of some mitzvahs is also sufficient. And b'diyeved, the geiris is chal. No, lechatchila, one should not be mekabel such a geir. So memeila, so according to this tshuva, is good. So this lechatchila de kedin, that one should not be mekabel, a goy, that does not want to be mekabel kol mitzvahs, so Hillel held that this guy doesn't fall into the category. And you saw it, he's not a koifer, it's just he doesn't trust him. So memele, Hillel held he doesn't fall into this category. And memele, so geire, he was megeire. So the lechatchila gedin does not apply by this guy. In Simin Kuf Ches, which was a tshuva that was written 10 years later, there he has a different shaila. There he has a shaila as follows. Also with the geiris of a woman, there was a woman that wanted to be megayir herself, l'shem shemayim, and there was another lady that always wanted to discourage her. I don't know if she meant l'shem shemayim, she wanted to discourage her. So b'kitzel, the day she was supposed to go to the mikveh, so she told her, you're going to become a geiris, you're going to have difficulties, you won't be able to be a Shema Shabbos, a Shema Yontif, you're going to lose your job. I mean, you have a job, and if you won't go to work, then she told the Afal Pikein. And she went, she tabled herself. But later, this woman had a guilty conscience. What was the guilty conscience? The guilty conscience was, Bishan, she tabled herself, it rang a bell what this woman said, that she's going to lose her job. That was a shekel chenesoyim. And the geiris was right before, Pesach. So b'shas the geiris, she didn't want to lose her job, so she was machlet that the second day's yontif, she'll have to go into her job. And that's what she did. She went to the second day's yontif. She didn't carry anything. She just took 2 tokens to go into the job. She went on the subway with these 2 tokens, and she tried not to write anything yontif, and she came back. And that's what happened. The later she was miskaber, and she didn't work yontif either. But all the time was liba noikfa, that really when she went into the mikveh, she didn't have an zinin to be a shemeres yontif, because she knew it was very difficult for her. So there again, Rav Moshe clears the shaila, if one is not mekabel all mitzvahs, if it's a ikov in the geirus, and there he says, very interesting, lochein boru uposhut sha'av b'diyeved eine geir. There he assumes mamish punfakel, that b'diyeved, if one is not mekabel all the mitzvahs, they're not a geir, k'shaloi kibul eskola mitzvahs, and later he's medayik from the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam says, "Kol ha'akum kulam, every goy sheyizgayru v'yikablu aleihem kol ha'mitzvah shebetoyra harei hen ki Yisrael l'chol dovo." The Rambam does not bring down this halacha in Bezdin, in Mekablin. The Rambam says, "Sheyizgayru v'yikablu aleihem kol ha'mitzvah," then they become a yid. So this he names on for a dovo portion. This woman, he says, Lamais, it's Tvorim Shabalev, since no one knew about it, we don't believe her. Another Cheshbainis, he said, Lamais, she was a kosher Giyeris. But according to Tshuva Kuf Ches, it's very difficult. So what's Geire? What is Pshat Geire? There's no Geiris. If this is Ma'akev the Geiris, so be past Geire. Let us see a little later, perhaps we'll get a little clearer in this problem. Yoma Kamet Omalei Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. The first day he taught him Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Lemochel Apechklei. So there seems to be a machlokes the Marsho in Rashi. The Marsho learns Pshat that the first day he told him the Seder of the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis is a Seder. There's nafkaminis lagabi, the cheshbonis, and aleph is, the amount and aleph is, and beis, it goes with numbers. And lemocher apiklei, the second day he told the mafaker to say that, tashrak, he thought went backwards. That's how the marshal learns pshat. Omalei, v'esmer lo yamarto lihochi. Yesterday you didn't tell me the seder, you told me a different seder. Omalei, lav, olai, didiko, samches, talpen, nami, smoich, olai. So what was the argument that convinced him? It would seem he showed him that you can't, Teirish HaBiksav also cannot be accepted without a Mesoire, without relying on the Chachmei Hadoir. And we began to realize this, so Memele, he decided to be Mekabel everything. That's how the Marshal ends. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Apachlei, Kegoin Tashrak. So we don't know Pshat in this Rashi, it could be like the Marshal. But the next Rashi vice is not like the Marsha. Lav olai kosamches, minayin ata yodeya shezu alef vizu beis, elosh limadaticha, I taught you v'samacht olai, tal penami smoich al devori. So the Rishash learns pshat in Rashi, that he apachlei tashrak, that means he told him an alef is a tof, and a beis is a shin, a gimel is a reish, and a daud is a kuf. Seems that he was mahapach, not only the Seder, the Tzuras HaOisius, he told them that he was mahapach. Shuv maise benochi echot shebo lifnei shamak. Om alei gaireini al menashe talamdeini kol ha-teire kule kshani oimed al regal achas. That the geire should be that al regal achas, I should be able to have the yesaidis of kol ha-teire kule. Dochvoi ba'amis ha-binyin shebiyodoi. So he pushed him away with ha-amis ha-binyin. What does Rashi say? Amis ha-binyin makal shuhu amas oirech. Umoydidim boi oirech ha-binyin shoye koitzitzin im ha-umnim. This was a type of a yardstick. Kach v'kach amos v'kach v'kach domim. And the Mefoshim say that he wanted to show him that just like a building cannot be built without cheshbonis, you need a yesod, you can't start building from the third floor. Everything is, it has to be built with measurements. So memele, you can't be mekabel teira al regel achas. The teira that aruka mi eretz midah rechovi mi niyom, that you cannot be mekabel al regel achla. So dochvoi ba'ames habinyin. Bolif ne hilel gairei. Amaloi, da loch soni lechavrach leisavin. Zui kola teire kule, ve idach perushehu zil gemoyr. The yisod von teire, the crux of teire, is da loch soni lechavrach leisavin. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says two pshotim, da loch soni lechavrach leisavin. So who's the chavrach? Re'acha v'reya avicha al tazay. There's a posik in Mishlei, the one should not leave re'acha v'reya avicha. Who is this friend? Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al taver al devorot. That's the yesod. The yesod is you should not be over on the rotzen Hashem. How can you understand this? Sherei olecha sonui sheyaver chaveirecha al devorecha. Just like you understand that it's a despising inyan that someone, your chaverim, should be yoiva al dvorecho. So looking at it as a chaver, so the same way, you should not be yoiva on the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, on the Dvar Hashem. That is the yesod of kol ha-teira kula. Idoch ezil gemoyer, what the Dvar Hashem is, about that's in yesod, that you should know, the aloch soni lechavroch al tavi. Lishna achrine, Rashi says a second pshat, chaveirecho mamish. He told him the yesod of the haloches bein odom lechaveiroi. And kigoin gzeilo, gneivo, niyuv, v'roiv ha-mitzvahs. That's the yesod, he says the yesod, you should not do to your chaver what a sonny loch. And this the Mephoshim say, keep going, that is the Perusha, Zil Gemoyer. What is sonui? So that the Torah is Magdir, Gzeila, Gneiva, Ni, if these are Dvorim, which are Snuyim, so you shouldn't do to your chaver. Idach Shadim Rei Torah Perusha, Dohemil Sahul Adas, Eze Dover Sonui, Zil Gemoyer Veteida. The Marsha asks, L'chair, according to the second Pshat in Rashi, that we're speaking about the Nyonim of Bein Odom L'chaveroi, so why did he tell him, Baloch Sani, he said Baloch and Shlilas, what you hate, you shouldn't do to your chaver. Why didn't he tell him the Lishna Dekra? We have to L'reyacha Kameicha. So the Marsha says that the Emerson, the Vahavta L'Rayacha Kamoicha was said on Dvorim Shliliyim. In Targim Yoinis in Ben Azil, it says on the Pasuk of Vahavta L'Rayacha Kamoicha, Da Loch Soni L'Chavrech Leitavi. That means, that is the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is you should not do Dvorim to your Chavar, which you yourself would not wish should be done to you. Achiyuv bekum va'asei v'ahavta l'rayacha kamoicha, to do things to your chaver, he says that is no such aloche, because we see this aloche of chayecha koidmen. So fakert, in doing things bekum va'asei, a person, there's no halacha of kamoicha, the Marsha says. There is a din that the person himself has a din kedima over someone else. So be'etzem he told them v'ahavta l'rayacha kamoicha, which the teaches the Aloch Soni Lechavrech Leisade. Hamesha Zechayin Al-Brocha wants to say that he told it to him in this oifen, because if one tells someone V'hafto L'Riyacha Kamoicha, so there's a kasha. How could you be Medame Yenet to myself? And myself, I don't see any Cheshoynes. I wouldn't see any Cheshoynes by Yenet. No. But by Yen I do see Cheshoynes. So therefore, one is expected so much, but the chesroinus that you realize that you possess, al kaponim, you would not appreciate that someone should do things to you because of these chesroinus. So mele, so just like you would appreciate that no one should do something bad to you, even though you possess these chesroinus, is the same thing, you should not do something bad to your chava, even though he also possesses chesroinus. Other Mephoshim say a very interesting taich, the Aloch Sone Lechavrach Leisavit. That the Yalkut Gershuni says Pshat, the Aloch Sone, the one who is your greatest Sone. And as the Chavis Halbove says, the greatest Sone that a person possesses, the Yetzahore, Lechavrach Leisavit. Don't make him a Chavar. You should know, he's a soine and not a chava. If you get this into your mind, the Yetzahor is a soine and not a chava, so mamele, that's the klal of kol ha-teira kula. The other thing is zil gemoyr. Shuv maise benochi echot shoye oiver achirei beis ha-medrash. Vishoma keil soifer shoye oimer ve'ele ha-begodim ashayasu choyshin ve'efoit. And he heard about the Migdei Kohune. Amar halolo lemi, who is eligible to wear these begodim? Amrulai lekayin gadol. So they said this is the kayin gadol is eligible to wear these begodim. Amar oisei nochi ba'atzmai eilech vezgaya b'shvil sheisamuni kayin gadol. If you heard that there's such a potential, it's a memele, so that's why that gave him the incentive to be megayin himself. Bol ifnei shamai. Omalei gaireini almanas shetesimeini koin godl. Zagen dochvoi ba'ames abinyin shebiyodei. Fakert, there's no such cheshbet. Bolifnei hilo, gaire, he was megaire. Omalei klum ma'midim melech elomisha yeidea tachsisei malchus. But now you want to be a koin godl, you have to be aware of the halochis, of the actions that a Kohen Gadol has to do, so you should start learning these halachas before we appoint you as Kohen Gadol. Leich lemoy tachsisei malchus. You want to be a kohen gadol, learn these halachas. Holach vekorah. Kivin shigia bahazor hakorev yumos. So he started learning the halachas. He came to the posik bahazor hakorev yumos, that a yizor, a yisrael, that does not have dushas kune, umimikarv teraboy dischayev misa. Omalei, mikro ze al minema, who falls into this category? Omalei, afil al dobit melch yisrael. Nosa yisager kavochayim beatzma. So even if a melech has this einish, ומה ישראל שנקרא בונים למוקים? כלל ישראל הכל בונים למוקים. ומתוך אבו שאהבום קור להם בני בחויר ישראל. So that means they were eligible for avoida also, because the avoida was nitten lechatchila to the bchoirim. And each yid had a din of בני בחויר ישראל. אף על פי כן כסיב עליהם וזור הקורב יומוס. Ger hakal, shebo b'makle b'talmidoi, alachas kama v'kame, that the einish of hazor hakor of yumas applies to him. Bo lifnei shamay, omalei klum roi ani li yis kain godu, b'loi ksiv b'teir av hazor hakor of yumas. So he had a taina to shamay, so you should have told me this, why did you, some of them without a cheshbon, you pushed me out. Bol if ne hilul omalei, anvason hilul, yenuchel locha broches al reishecho, shikraftani tachas kanfe yashchinim. Liyomim nizdavgu shloshtem lamokim echot, omru, urdis tvi geirem, met omru kaptonusoi shol shamay, bikshu letardeinu min ha'oilom, anvasonusoi shol hilul kirvonu tachas kanfe yashchinim. The marshoz is ma'irer, on this Gemara, the Mashoz Ma'ira, it says that we're not mekabel geirim, the meishloi ma'melech, and the meisa mashiach, we're not mekabel geirim. And the reason is because in these manim, when Klal Yisrael was berum ha'mayle, so then the geiris is not l'shem shamayim. The geiris is for kavod malachim, for other inyanim. So therefore, we're not mekabel geirim. So the Marsha asks, so what was pshat in Hillel? This person said, klo, he's only be mekabel, he wants to become a geir for kavod. Shetisimeini koyin godol. So the Marsha says a gevaldike chiddush. The Marsha says that the Einoch Hanami, he wasn't megaya him. That's how the Marsha learns pshat. Geire means he gave him a date when the geiris will be. He gave him an okay, but he never was megayrin because ain't megayrin because if the all incentive and motivation is shulchan melachim or kovet. That's how the Marsha learns pshat. So be'etzem. Ramesh Zechayin Avroch in the Tshuva says that Ibizei Rashi wouldn't have a kasha. Rashi asks before that Ein Mekablim Chutz Vikelon Gairei means that not Kepshutai, that he just he gave him a date that it'll be Mekablim Begeiris. So Mamela, so what's Rashi's kasha that Ein Mekablim Geirim if he's not Vikibel of Divrei Teira Chutz Midavarecha De Mekablim Oisai. So what's the kasha? There was no geiris over here. From Rashi it would seem, for Taisus and a few Erta also, it would seem that there was mamish a geiris. But according to the Marsha is a new mahalach in all these gemores. That geire is lavdavke. Geire was only, he was meoided him, that he would be megayir him. But Lamai said there was no geiris betzim. Then the Marsha asks a kasha. The Marsha asks, if he wasn't a ger, so how did he tell him to learn the tachsisei malchus, to learn teire? A akum that learns teire is chayiv misa. So what's pshat in this? So the Marsha answers a gevaldike chiddush that if a person has an intent to become a ger, there's no issa to learn teire. That is the Marsha's chiddush that he boizos from his yisod that geire is lav dafke. Rashi, Sefer Lelamed Tinoikis, Parsisei Tikunei Tzorchei HaMelech Lefi HaKovid, Shloshtom Agerim Halolu. Omer Ish Lokish, Maider Siv, Vohoyo Emunas Itecho, Choysen Yeshuois, Chochmas Vodas. What is this Pasuk speaking? The Pasuk is Messiah, Yiras Hashem Hiyetzoi. Emunas ze seder zroim. What does Emunas have to say the zroim? So every machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi says, Emunas seder zroim, shall Emunas ha'odom soimach lahafrish maishoisov karoi. That means seder zroim speaks about the chiyuvim that a person is mechuyev in the matnes kohune, matnes leviye, matnes aniyim. The kiyum of these matones can only come about if one is a mamin. Perhaps this stims with Rashi in Soite daf mem chesam et beis. Rashi says, what is the taich a mamin? Shemaminim ba'kodesh boruch hu levater momoim mon. One of the yonim is litztoke. That means to give tzedakah the way one should give tzedakah, one has to be a mamin. And here Rashi says the same inyan lagabi the hafroshe from the matonis that one is mechuyev to give. Taisvah says emunas aseder zroim. So Taisvah says umeforish biyir shalmi shemamin bechay oylomim v'zoireya. Taisvah would seem that the whole inyan of a farmer can only exist if there's amune b'chai elomim, or else he's doing pa'ulis, which his whole success is totally in siyata d'shmaya. Itecho ze seder moit, which is totally in zmanim. Choysen ze seder noshim. What does choysen have a shaykh is to say the noshim? So Rashi says, loshin yorshim. Choysen is the loshin of yorshim. Vayidei isha neildu yorshim. So memele, so that is choysen. A yorshim come about through say the noshim. Yeshuais ze seder nezikin. Now how does seder nezikin come into Yeshuais? So Rashi says, moishiyan Mazer lifroish mehezek umehischayev momen. Would seem from Rashi wants to say that there's a double Yeshua. There's a Yeshua, Rabbi Ber in the beginning of Mesechtes Baba Kama explains there's in the dinim mazikim, there are two inyonim. There's a yeredeye deke inyin and a choyshe mishpat deke inyin. There's a iser mazik, there's a isurim, Shmiroson olecho, this chiyuve shmire, this chiyuvim ben odom lamokim, that a person is mechuyev to see that he shouldn't be a mazik, or his moment shouldn't be a mazik. Shmiroson olecho. And then there's chiyuve tashlumim, that one is mechuyev when one was mazik. So Rashi seems to say, Moishion, Aces, through learning, Seidon Ezekiel, one has a Yeshua, mazel lifroish mehezik, that could be from the Isra Mazik, Umehischayev Momen, and that's from the Chiyuvi Tashlumim, which comes together with the Isra Mazik. Chochmas ze Seder Kochim, Vidas ze Seder Taris. Vafilu Hochi, Yiras Hashem, Hi Eitzori. Sogt Rashi, Das Odif Me Chochma. Chochme is the idea that one is mekabel me rabbi, and das is the complete understanding of the chochme, so that's odiv me chochme. So it would seem that Chazal are telling us that in maile, the maile of tare is greater than the maile of kedusha. Therefore, tairis is greater than kochim. Hi oitzoroi. Hu iker hachoshuv be'einov. Letzer velaseis sgula lezikorim. But the most choshev, they say over from the goyim, yiras Hashem hi aitzoroi, a person puts in a oitza something that is very rare, very scarce. Hakel bidei shamayim. there's very little in the Bria that does not belong to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So what can the Rabbeinu Shleilam put into his Eitzah? Chutz Meyirah Shemayim. This is one thing that is Biyad Basel Vedom, and that is Yirah Shemayim. So here Yitzoroi, so Rashi seems to say that the Pasuk wants to be Madgish, the Gevaldik Echshivis of Yirah Shemayim, that the Yirah Shemayim that a person has, that is Choshuv Be'enov Letzer Velasis Gulul Zikon, that Rabbeinu Shleilam puts it into his Eitzah. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. The Marsho, Rab Chaim Voloshner, seem to learn a different Pshat. The Pasuk is telling us that the Pasuk is speaking about Shisha, Sidrei Mishneh, Shas, and the Pasuk is telling us as follows, that the Kiyum of Kol HaTorah Kula depends, if a person makes an Oitzer to protect the Torah that he learned. If there is an Oitzer, if there's, Chaim says it is not the Tachlis, but it is the Oitzer to protect the Torah that one learned. Omar Rav, B'sho shamachnisim Adam Ledin, Oimrim Lai, Nososo v'nosata be'emune. So it seems Rav over here is taking this Pasuk and translating it differently than we learned it before. Before we were learning speaking about the Shisha Sdorim, Viras Hashem Yitzore. Rava learned that this Pasuk is speaking about La'acha Me'ev Esrim, when a person comes La'asid Lavoi, the Din, Vnei Ata Osei Din V'cheshben, what will the Din be? So vahoyo emunas. The first shaila will be nososo v'nosato be'emune. Did you do business be'emune? The second shaila will be itecho. How did you arrange your times? Kovato itim latoire. That is the second shaila. Before we go further, perhaps it is Kedai, we have here on the side, Toysvis, Ayin Toysvis, Sanhedrin Dav Zayin. Toysvis and Sanhedrin Dav Zayin asks a kasha. The Gemara and Dav Zayin and Medalef and Sanhedrin says that Tchiles Dinei Shel Odom Hu Al Divrei Torah. Poiter Mayim Reishis Modon. That the first Merive, the first Taine, that they will have the beznishal ma'ila will be al divrei teire. Poiter mayim, ein mayim ala teire. That when a person patted himself from limuda teire, he was mafkia oil teire from himself, reishis modoin. That is the first merive, that will be the baruch haba that he will get la'osid lovay. So Taisus asks Akashe, so there it seems that that is the first thing on the agenda. And our Gemara says, B'sho shemachnisem odom ledin, oimrim loy, nososo v'nosate be'emune, kavate itim latere. It seems that is the second thing on the agenda. And this kasha, Taisvis answers two terutzim, and the Marsho says the third terutz. Taisvis answers that the Shaila, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is speaking about that he was bechlal not oisik b'teire. If he wasn't Isaac B'Torah at all, so Mamela, that's Peter Mayim Reishis Modin. That's the first shayla. Here we're speaking about a person who was Isaac B'Torah, but there was no Kevius Itim. It wasn't Kavua. So Mamela, so since he was Isaac B'Torah, this is the second shayla. The second Mahalach Taisva says that our Gemara is speaking about the Seder HaShailas, and the Seder HaShailas is Nososo v'Nosato Be'emune, and Kavati Tomatei Saka the second Shaila, but when it comes to the Din, Peita Mayim Reishis Modin. The Din starts on Limud HaTorah. That are the two Terutzim that Taisva says. The Marsho in Sanhedrin says Amu'im Diketeretz, and he says the kash is nitshver, and grad this teretz the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down in Hilchos Talmud Torah lahalacha. The Maharsho says there are two types of people. There are people that were, and perhaps let us be mevayer the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah is one should learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And Kol HaTorah Kula, he says, does not mean an impossible amount. He says Kol HaTorah Kula means the Torah Sheksav and Shebal Peh that was Nimsar, the Gemara, the Rosh and the Beis Yosef. That is what is expected from someone to learn. That is Kol HaTorah Kula. If one has the capabilities to learn it and to understand it, and he'll remember what he learned, so he's mechuyev to do this. And such a person, there's a sefri, the sefri says pshat in the posik, the dibarto bom. So the sefri darshans on this posik, shelo yehei ikir diburach elabom. That the ikir maso matan of a person should be bedivrei Torah. And minatayre de Shulchan Aruch HaRav says this person is mechuyev she yehei ikar diburay bom. That means that at least chatzi hayoyim vechelik mehalayla, a person is to be supposed to be keveya for learning. So that means that he's mechuyev minatayre shehei teirosay kva umalachtay aroy. Then there's another type of a person. There's a type of a person who was not gebenched with the kishchoines, that he'd be able to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, the way he puts it down, the Gemara and the Rosh and Beis Yosef, to understand it, to understand the svaras of the Gemara, the mekayres of the Gemara, and to remember what he learned. He's unable. And he brings the Medrash. The Medrash says that Elef Nichnosim LeMikra, and not all 1,000 are matzliach. Meya yaitzim imenu, meya yaitzim lemishne, until echad me'elef matzosi, one who is nichnas lahira. Not everyone was gebenched with these kishreines to be able to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Maharsho and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, so this person, by him there's no chiyu of tehei teiroscha kva umalachtecha aroi, since even if he would do this, he would also not be able to have a yediyah of Torah. How much one is mechuyev to know of Torah? Could only understand the trukin halachis without the mekayres. So this person has a different seder. This person has a seder that he's mechuyev to be keveya itim la Torah, and the rest of the day he should work. And he should be machzik talmidei chachomim, v'yechoshev etzloi, like their learning is ki'ilu, he learned. So there are two types of people. So the Maharsho says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in our Gemara in Shabbos, is speaking about two types of people. The Gemara in Shabbos is speaking about a person who is unable, shetahei toirosoi kva. He wouldn't be matzliach if he would be kaveya, roiv of the day, to learn. So his roiv of the day is nososov nosate bemune. He's doing business roiv of the day. So what he's doing roiv of the day, that's the first shaila. Was it done bemune? His chiyuv of limud ha-teire is kviyus itim la-teire. So the shaila is kavato itim la-teire. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, poiter, mayim, reishis, modain. Chilas dinei shel adam al divrei Torah, that is a person who the Rabbi Nishlam had given him the kishroinis that he's able to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. So this person, he has a different din Torah. His din Torah is Paita Mayim Reishis Modem. Let us see Rashi. Kavata itim, so Rashi says, Lefi she'odam tzorech lehis'aseg b'derech eret. He has to call Torah and Imam Malach Seifa Betayla. Shim ein derech eret ein Torah. Is utzrach, so there's a conflict. Is utzrach likvoya itim la Torah. One has to be kaveya. That means kavua means something that is not flexible. That is kavua, that is steady. Dover kotzov. because without that, shlo yimashech kol hayom l'derech eretz. That means, without being koyveya mismoreis on the zmanim of limud ha-Torah, so memele, eventually it'll come out that the whole day he'll be busy b'derech eretz. And the shlo kodesh says, kovato itim la-Torah, itim is a loshen rabim. But al kaponim, that is for sure, the itim is two itim, echad bayoyim ve'echad balayla. Osakto bepirya verivya. That is the third shaila. And Rashi says, Hainu choysen. There's a very interesting marsha. The marsha says, the Gemara does not ask, kiyamto pirya verivya, osakto bepirya verivya. So the Marsha says, Pshat in the Gemara, what is the taich? Osakto bepirya verivya. So the Marsha says, Lahosi yosim v'yisoyma. Amoyra dike marsho. That is the taich, that is the osakto bepirya verivya. It's unclear, but it would seem from the marsho that he was, if he wasn't mekayim pirya, there's the inyan lahosi yosim v'yisoyma. And Eretz Yisrael, the Kiyid once told me, he says, all of my kinders then in yisoymim, says yisoymim b'chai eviyim. I can't help them. I can't in any way marry them off, so it's mamish. Lahosi yosim v'yosayma. So that is chaysin. Li Yeshua. So the tzipisa li Yeshua. What is the fourth thing? Yeshua's. So the one will be asked, tzipisa li Yeshua le divrei hanavim. Agavuche doshteit oichet agavardike chiyuv. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim that everyone has to be a mamin, bebiyas HaMashiach, that's number one, and number two, he has to be a mechake lebiyosai. He has to be a tzoife, he has to wait for him to come. It seems there are two different inyonim. The Briskirov says this is pshat in the ani mamin. Animamim b'muna shalayma b'viyas HaMashiach. That's number one, that Mashiach will come. And number two, va'afal pishi yismameya, this is not a kasha on the animamim. This is a second chalik. Afal pishi yismameya, kol ze achakeloi, there's a chiv of chikui, of tzipui, to wait, not to be miyayish, and b'viyas HaMashiach. Tzipiso li Yeshua, b'chol ze b'chol yoyim achakeloi sheyoboi. So that is also tzipisa liYeshua. Agav ulche, the Rambam in the first Igeres says the Moir de Kizach. There was a Medina that found itself in a very difficult matziv. It was a Mokim Ashmad, and if they would remain in that Medina, so Achmon and Etzlom. So the Rambam's Eitzah was that one has to leave that Medina. Because it's impossible to remain a Yid in that Medina. So the Rambam says, and what if the wife and children don't want to leave? So you leave them. You go alone. Och lo yifteish. One has to be, there's a din chayecha koitman. They don't want to go, you go alone. So the Rambam brings down that there were other people that were saying, why should we leave? Mashiach is going to come. So Mashiach is going to come, so Mamela. Mashiach will come, will take us out. So the Rambam says, Amayra de Kizach, the Yiddishkeit is not dependent on Mashiach. When Mashiach will come, if it will come soon, if it will come later, that's not unser Geschäft. That makes, to make Chishboinis, that his whole Ruchnis will be dependent, will be existent, because Mashiach is going to come, that is not Aspira. A person has to do the ishtadlis, what he has to do, without cheshbening with Mashiach. Tzipisa li Yeshua is another inyan, but one has to be a mechake. Afal pishis memem, koza achake loy b'chol yoyim sheyovei. The tzipui and cheshbenis are two different things. Now, the next thing was, chochmas, pilpalto b'chochmo. There's a, well, you mefalpo b'chochmo. And the last thing was, das, hivanta dova mitoich dova. That is the end of the pasuk. Moshe la'adam shama l'shluchei haleli kul chutim chitim la'aliyah. Halach ve'helaloi. So he brought up the chitim. Amaloi yichavtali behem kav chumten. Did you add to these chitim a kav chumten? So Rashi says, Kav chumtin eretz meleicha u'mishameres es aperes meyatliya. It's a type of earth that preserves the food. Amalei la, amalei mutav imloi elisiya. That means, again, that Yiras Hashem hi yitzoroi, the kiyum of Torah is only the oitzer, which protects the Torah, that is only if there's an oitzer of Yiras Hashem. Tane devei Rabbi Yishmoel, Ma'arev Odom Kav Chumten Bekul Shel Tfuwe Be'enei Choshesh. Now this already is a Choshesh Mishpatik Aloche. Be'enei Choshesh L'moicha B'dmei Chitim. That a person, if a person is selling a kul of Chitim, so in area and weight, he does not have to give him a measurement of a kul. He can give him a kul minus a kav of Chumten. The lavay nohi sherei shmirosan bekach. Since the whole kiyum of the chitim depends on the chumten, so a kul chitim has to include a kav chumten. Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner says that Chazal want to tell us that even though Yiras Hashem is only an oitzer, the ikir is the v'hoya munas itecha choshen shus chochmas vodas. But he says, Nitin Rishus Be'emtza Alimud, that a person should be Mafsik the Limud, to be Misboinin in Yerushamayim, to be Misvade, and that is not considered Bitl Torah. Since the Yerushamayim is the Dover that is Megin and Mekayim the Torah, so that goes into Limud HaTorah. And that's what the Gemara wants to tell us, just like in Hilchas Eino, it is not considered I know, even though if it is not a complete kur of tvue. So the same thing is in Bittel Torah, it is also not considered Bittel Torah, since the Hizbaininus Be'ira Shemayim is the kiyum of Limud HaTorah. They say over the Divrei Chaim said, he says there were many Gedolim and Talmidei Chachomim in the times of the Ktzais HaChoshen. He says, why was it that the Ktzais HaChoshen was zeichet to his gewaldik gadlus? So he said, over, because the Ktzais HaChoshen, before he used to start learning, he used to say on himself, Ularosha omar lekim malach ol esapa chukoi. We went with such a hakdome, that was the Yiras Hashem hi yitzorei. Oma rabbe baravune, kol odom sheyesh bei teire, ve'ein boi yira shamayim, Daimel legizbar shemoscheloi mavteiches hapnimiyois umavteiches achitoinios leimoscheloi bahai ayil. So without the mavteiches achitoinios, one cannot enter the pnimiyois if there's a shaar achitoin which he doesn't have the keys to enter. Sagt Rashi, Yira Shamayim Doime Lepsochim Chitzoinim, Shederech Lohem Nechnosim Lepnimiyim. One gets to the Pnimiyim to the Shorim Achitzoinim. Kach Im Yirei Shamayim Hu Nasa Choreid Lishmer Velasois, Vim Lav Einei Chosh Leteirosoi. Rashi seems to say the whole Bachsar Merashi is saying what the Goyin says in Mishlei and the Posik Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, that the Haschole, the Shairash of Das Teire is Yiras Hashem. So the Goyin explains it as follows. If a person is a Yirei Shemayim and the Halachis of the Teire mean something to him, that's a Derech HaChayim, that's how he has to live. So Memele, so the Torah that he learns is a gewaldike chshivis by him. This will show him an oifen achayim. If it has a chshivis, it has an importance by him, it will have a kiyum. And he won't forget about it. Le'idach gis, if a person is not a yirei shamayim, so the Torah that he learns can be very conflicting with his actions. So therefore, either he'll distort the Torah, or he'll forget about it. He shouldn't feel that he's a hypocrite. So Memela, then it's not, so Das Torah is only Shayach if there's Agdome of Yirei Shamayim. Seems that Rashi is saying the same thing. Yirei Shamayim Nasachor Lishma V'Lasois. So then the Torah, then he goes with the right Pegisha to Torah. V'Mlav Einei Chosh L'Torosei. Maches Rabbianai Chaval Al Deleslei Diroso V'Tarel Dirosei Ovid. Rabbi Yannai said, a person doesn't have a dira, and he makes a door to the dira. Bahai ayil. No, Bahai ayil goes on the Gemara before. Bahai's a person needs of Techa Sapnim. That's on the Gemara before. This Gemara seems tiridic. This Gemara, it would seem that the tara le dirosa, the entrance is the Torah, and the dira is the yira. The Gemara before, it seems that the Yire is the Sha'orim Achitzoinim and the Torah is the Sha'orim Apnimim. If I'm not mistaken, the Mephoshim say that we're speaking about two types of Yiris. The Gemara before is speaking about the Yiris Ha'inish. The person won't have Yiris Ha'inish, so then the Torah doesn't have Achshivis by him. So that is the Sha'or Achitzoin is Yiris Ha'inish. But there's a greater Yireh, and that is Yireh Saroimimis. And that comes about also through Torah. Lahavo, the Yireh Hashemecha, that is going already, Sistach Libeinu V'Sei Rosoi, V'Yosnim B'Libeinu Avosei V'Yirosoi. Seems there's a Psichas HaLeiv, that after Torah, one can be Zoyche to Avos Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, and this is already Yiras HaRoimimis. That is what Rabbi Yanni was speaking about. Rabbi Yanni was speaking about that one should not stop with the Darto, with the Tarele Darto, he should go into the Dire, which is the Darge of Yiras HaRoimimis. If I'm not mistaken, the Goyin and Evin Shleimis says Yiras HaRoimimis already is a Matas Hashem in Hashemayim, but at Kaponim it seems one can get this through Torah. Omar Rav Yehuda Leibora Kadosh Baruch Hu Salomai Elo Kadei Sheyiru Melefonav. Shenemar Velekim Oso Sheyiru Melefonav. That was the Tachlis Abriya. Rav Simin Rav Elozer Rav Yosvi Cholif Ozel Rav Yaakov Barache. Rav Yaakov Barache passed by them. Omar Leichad Lechavrei Neikei Mekame De Gavar Dochil Chetinu Zirei Chet. Omar Leidoch Neikei Mekame De Gavar Ba'ur Yenhu. He's a ben teire. Amalei, amina lochano de gever dochel chetinu. I'm telling you, he's a yerei chet, which is a much greater mile of amrit liat bari uyenu. The stein de Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer was the one that said the steine. The omar de gever dochel chetinu. The omar, Rabbi Yechene mishum Rabbi Lozer. Ein loy lakodish bolcho bei lomei elo yire shemayim. Bilvad. Shenema va'ata Yisrael Moshe Melekecha shel mi'imach kim le'yira r'siva yoyma la'odom hein yira hi chochme. Shekein b'loshin yevoni koirin la'achas hein. That the only chochme is yira. Mesilus Yesharim in the Agdome says the Gemara was machadish over here hi levadei chochme. Hi levada chochme. This alone is chochme. And the Mesilas Yesharim is Messiahim, uvadai she'ein nikra chochma ma she'ein bo iyun. If Yiras Shemayim is called chochma as al kochoch, the one has to be ma'ayin in order to be zeichet to this chochma. Ache emesu ki iyun godel tzorich al kol hadvor ma'ilo ledas oisom be'emes. Hen Yiras Hashem, Rashi says, yichidehi ha'yira bo'ilom.